If you're familiar at all with the famous quote game, you've probably heard this one. They who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And, of course, we all know that was Benjamin Franklin, he of Poor Richard's Almanac. Well, amazingly enough, somebody wrote a book about it. Yep, John Kampfner, editor of Britain's New Statesman, went all around the world, and he cranked out a book called Freedom for Sale, Why the World is Trading Democracy for Security. Well, that's bad news. And I'm here to tell you, I haven't read the book. I haven't even gotten the book. But I did get a rather compelling and inspiring review of that book, written by my warm close personal friend, author extraordinaire, James Bovard. And as was written about him recently, there are few writers who pay more attention to the political follies of our time and provide their readers with more meticulously documented reasons to be outraged than James Bovard. A partisan of neither major party, the author says it boils down to the principle that the U.S. government is allowed to attack foreign nations on false charges. That was taken from a review of Jim's book, Attention Deficit Democracy. So I was so impressed with his analysis of this book, and especially its meaning for us and our time. I gave him a growl, and from a undisclosed address safely out of gun range of downtown Washington, Jim joins us here telephonically. Keep your head down, Jim. How you doing?
Hey, doing well, Brian. Thanks for having me on. I've got to put an asterisk on the thing about democracy not working, except for Ohio, where it seems to be doing pretty well.
Well, we've got numerous, you're right, we have some interesting laws and regulations that have all been voted on by the majority of people who were successfully manipulated by the Johnson & Johnson Foundation that they fund to deny people the freedom of choice about smoking, and business people on their own private property, what they can do and so on. So, yeah, democracy, the tyranny of the majority over the minority, is alive and well here in the Buckeye State.
And there's always fresh nonsense coming out. And there was that Ohio Supreme Court decision today on speed limits.
I mentioned that earlier. Is that great or
oh,
what?
Oh, my goodness. I was thinking about that. I wonder if cops are going to be able to arrest people based on the cops sniffing at them and think that they're in possession of marijuana. You know, sniff is sort of like a dog sniff now.
if you didn't hear that story, you had it on earlier. The brilliant legal minds over at the Ohio Supreme Court, who've done such a great job preserving liberty and freedom for citizens of Toledo, have decided that the mere visual observation by an Ohio policeman determining that you are speeding is sufficient to convict you of that. I don't know why. What I wonder, Jim, is when are they going to invent a radar detector to pick up on that?
Well, maybe this is the way that they're trying to save money, you know. I mean, it costs money to have those detectors, and it costs money to test them to make sure that they're accurate.
You are so right.
Thanks to Ohio Supreme Court, it's like, well, you know, he looked like he's going pretty fast to me.
That's it. Well, you know, and think of the trees, Jim. All the trees will be saved by the paper that will not have to be written, for follow-ups on tickets and all the rest of that. Anyway, I want to pick up your review on Mr. Kafter's book, which I look forward to reading. But I've had a better time reading your review. I like to get about, because we only have a limited time. I wanted to get to starting and pick it up around where the business with Silvio Berlusconi.
I was hoping you'd start with the oral sex in Singapore, but go ahead.
We might get to that. Maybe after I get the book. What you're essentially tracing here is how all politicians from both sides of the chasm are more than happy to do whatever they need to do in order to snuff out freedom, liberty, and individual rights.
And the thing that was striking, I learned a lot from this book. It's a really good book. There's some things I disagree with strongly here, but the author has done a wonderful job of capturing how a lot of governments have become far darker and a lot worse than even I realized There's a wonderful chapter in there on Italy, and I had not realized that the billionaire prime minister, president there, has gotten the Congress there, the parliament, to pass laws several times, making him exempt from the law. And this is really clueless. It's just so unsavory, and yet, you know, you think of Italians, and I mean, I would think that they're very sharp. I mean, they're great cooks.
And the wine's not bad.
That's true.
but you know what's interesting is this other thread that not only does it emphasize government's nonstop efforts to truncate anything that has to do with liberty or freedom, but also the citizens in so many cases are perfectly content to go along with it. They're all about it. All those closed circuit television cameras over in London. It's fascinating.
Yeah, and one interesting thing about Berlusconi is he's convinced a large number of Italians, mostly conservative Italians, that he himself is the incarnation of freedom. And so freedom for a lot of Italians means simply giving blind support to the supreme leader. And
they've done that. They've got a history of that.
Well, yes. It hasn't worked out well for him.
Well, no. That doesn't seem to matter. You know, that's like the definition of insanity. If we do this enough, maybe we'll get a different result. But bringing it around the corner, and into our time, leaving London in the dust, we've got a situation here. You point to the the previous administration after 9/11 of George Bush, who is sanctified in the minds of most conservatives and Republicans. Did some rather remarkable things with wiretapping and having his folks listen in on phone calls and all the rest. Of course, that was all to keep us safe from the terrorists so they wouldn't win.
Well, and it's unfortunate that we've never been able to learn who was wiretapped and whose email was copied and saved and who the government targeted, because from some of the little whiffs that have leaked out, it was vastly broader than simply terrorist suspects. And yet most Americans are rolled over on this. I think back to Bush's State of the Union address in 2006, shortly after the New York Times exposed the fact that the National Security Agency was doing wiretapping thousands of Americans' phone calls and having no warrant. Bush bragged about that and got a standing ovation from the GOP members of Congress.
Well, you know, the GOP members of Congress don't get an opportunity to stand and applaud too much these days, so maybe that was getting an opportunity.
Point.
Get that one out there. But as you point out, Freedom for Sale places much of the blame for democracy's decline on the pursuit of wealth at any price. But capitalism has been getting a bad name pretty expediently here just since the Obama administration came in. But that's not the case.
Well, it's very unfortunate to see how easy it's been for politicians, starting with Bush, ramping up with Bush and accelerating with Obama, to put in these crony capitalism policies. But the thing that's happened is that, you know, politicians who praise free markets receive a blank check to abuse constitutions. And it doesn't take much of a verbal curtsy, and then people say, well, okay, then he's on our side. And people people just let the politicians do as they please, thinking that the government's going to save them. And it doesn't matter how many times the politicians wreck the economy, there is still this this blind faith in the media that next time they'll probably get it right.
And this doesn't change from country to country or from government to government. This going on in Washington does not eliminate or deny, but in fact points to the fact that it's also going on in Columbus, which means it's also going on in Lucas County, which means it's also going on in the city of Toledo. Same type of thing, just on a different scale.
Yeah, the thing that's happened is that government has become so large that very few people can understand what it's doing or keep track of it. And basically, that has made a mockery of self-government. And unfortunately, most people have acquiesced to this. And it seems to me that the ultimate threat to democracy is the fact that so many people don't give a damn about their own freedom.
And why is that? I mean, is it because they don't understand freedom, or that the governments and the politicians have done such a great job in scaring the bejesus out of them?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. One thing which I wonder is there's this notion that that Americans almost by their birth or by their gene pool love freedom, but if you look at the history of recent decades, that becomes less and less tenable. And there are lots of people who greatly value freedom, but as far as, I mean, if you see the lack of response to freedom-minded candidates at the ballot box, such as Ron Paul, it really does raise questions how many people would rather have a good master than their own freedom.
Well, you sent me a great quote a while back. People dream of making the virtuous powerful so they can depend on them. Since they cannot do that, people choose to make the powerful virtuous, glorifying and becoming victimized by them. That sounds like it pretty well sums up what you're writing about in this review.
Right. There's a Thomas Sats quote. He's done some wonderful insights on the psychology of freedom and slavery. And it was striking in this book to see so many similarities between what's happened in the U.S. after 9/11 and what's happened in so many other countries.
Yeah, that is a great revelation. I know whereof you speak only because I've read Attention Deficit Democracy and others. So I'm going to have to get my hands on Freedom for Sale and see what that's all about. Well, on behalf of Mr. Kapner, thanks for a great review. It was very very edifying in and of itself, and plenty of food for thought on that one. Always a pleasure having you on the show, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks so much, Brian. I enjoyed it.
You betcha. James Bovard, author of Attention Deficit Democracy.